3. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for courses for next semester.
Okay, I can help you with that. Do you have your add course form already filled out?
Add course form? I don't think I got one of those. All I got in my campus mailbox was a course book with all the course offerings for next semester. I've looked through it and I think I've got all my courses picked out already.
Okay, well, that's a good start. In order for us to get into the system, though, we need you to fill out an add course form. It should have been on the last page of that course book you looked through.
Oh, I guess I didn't see it. I'm sorry. You don't happen to have any around here, do you? My dorm is on the other side of campus, and it would be such a pain to have to walk all the way back there.
No worries. We have plenty of them here. Here you go. All you have to do is put your student identification number and class at the top, and then put the course number, the professor's name, and the course title in the boxes below that. Let me know if you need any help, okay?
Oh, wow. This is a little more complicated than I thought it would be. It says here I need the professor's permission in order to sign up for the course. So, do I take this form to the professor before next semester or what?
No, that's really just a formality for higher-level classes. The truth is that at this point in the process, you're just pre-registering for next fall. That way, professors can get an idea of what their class sizes will be, and the university can match up the bigger classes with big lecture halls. That's not to say this isn't important, though. For a lot of seminars, you need to be pre-registered or the professor won't let you take the course.
So I don't have to worry about getting the professor's permission at the beginning of the semester then?
Nope. At that point, the professor will be able to make sure that you have all the prerequisites, if the class has any, and it can all get settled then.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. What should I do if I change my mind, though?
Well, remember, you have a 2-week shopping period at the beginning of next semester to visit different classes and decide which ones you'll actually take.
Wait, and I won't have to pay an extra fee?
Nope. That way, students can find out about the professor's teaching style and if the class is really something they want to take.
That's such a great policy. Thanks a lot. I think I'm done here.
No problem. And if you have any more questions about the policies, check out the website. It has all the information there, and you can even download and print out the forms you need.
13. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for courses for next semester.
Okay, I can help you with that. Do you have your add course form already filled out?
Add course form? I don't think I got one of those. All I got in my campus mailbox was a course book with all the course offerings for next semester. I've looked through it and I think I've got all my courses picked out already.
Why does the student say this?
Add course form?
What is the student's attitude about retrieving her add course form? Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
No worries. We have plenty of them here. Here you go. All you have to do is put your student identification number and class at the top and then put the course number, the professor's name, and the course title in the boxes below that. Let me know if you need any help, okay?
Oh, wow. This is a little more complicated than I thought it would be.
Why does the man say this?
All you have to do is put your student identification number and class at the top and then put the course number, the professor's name, and the course title in the boxes below that.
16. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
No, that's really just a formality for higher-level classes. The truth is that at this point in the process, you're just pre-registering for next fall. That way, professors can get an idea of what their class sizes will be, and the university can match up the bigger classes with big lecture halls. That's not to say this isn't important, though. For a lot of seminars, you need to be pre-registered or the professor won't let you take the course.
So I don't have to worry about getting the professor's permission at the beginning of the semester, then?
What is the purpose of the student's response? What is the student's attitude toward the university's 2-week shopping period?